use of mafia pasta, SCPs, and other creepy odd tales brought to you by the folks at the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
I could never sleep well in hotels. I guess that's somewhat of an understatement. I could never sleep well in general, but hotels were the worst. Just the thought that the previous occupant of this bed is a complete stranger was repulsive in my mind. But that's beside the point. What I'm getting at is how this lack of sleep in hotels changed my life. Christmas was spending Christmas in a shitty hotel and not with family. Great. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I didn't enjoy all the you-can-eat buffet of soggy hash browns and grits for Christmas Eve dinner. Of course, the first snow of the season had to cancel our flight down to Virginia. It was Christmas Eve, and I was trying to sleep in this bleach-saturated room, my mind wondering what happened in here to cause such an extensive amount of bleach needed. The room was nothing out of the ordinary. Two beds, one for me and my dad, and the other for my sister and mom. A bathroom, and a stained microwave that looked in need of a good dusting. Somehow I escaped the room, and stench of bleach, into a dreamless sleep. Waking up, I could tell it was early morning. My dad was next to me, snoring, and he usually wakes up before 4 a.m., That's when it hit me. It's Christmas. And I was about to let this bad fortune ruin my favorite holiday. Looking across the bed at the clock to check the time is when I noticed it. The silhouette of a man about 6'3", across the room, staring at my mom, sleeping. Still half asleep and caught up in the moment, I couldn't help thinking of Santa Claus. I realized how stupid the thought was, and horror soon filled my head. I choked back a shriek. I knew I couldn't let him see me awake, so I quietly put my head back down, pretending to sleep. My mind was racing. Someone was in my room, and I couldn't do anything. I was a scrawny 16-year-old. This man looked like an ox. I wondered if I could wake my dad up in time, but I knew that wouldn't work. He slept like a rock. A bucket of water couldn't get him up fast enough. I was practically in tears. I never felt so helpless. For a second time, I choked back a scream. He was standing next to me. I could feel and hear his repulsive breath on my face. It smelled like he'd been eating rotten meat for a week now, with no thought to brush his teeth. If he didn't know I was awake, surely he did now. Seeing my face was contorted in fear. The breathing stopped and I couldn't help the sigh of relief. I would have kicked myself, but there was no need. I heard the room door open and close. I launched out of bed. Nothing in the room was in disarray, and my family was still asleep. That couldn't have been a dream. I couldn't have imagined it. Feeling awake as ever, a horrible idea popped into my head, and before I could push it away, I was pulling the door open. Glancing back to the door, in order to memorize the room number, I saw a giant spray-painted X on the door. Had I seen this without the prior experience, I probably would have thought it was just some stupid kids. I knew better, but not enough to know what it was for. My heart skipped a beat. There he was, turning the corner at the end of the hall. Why am I doing this? I tailed him down to the parking lot. He was nowhere in sight. One moment he's walking out of the lobby, the next he's gone. Realizing how cold it is outside in paper-thin pajamas, I return to the lobby. No one was around. Strange, I could swear there's usually a night concierge. Adrenaline was wearing off. I realized how stupid and rash my actions have been. He could have killed me. I cursed myself back up the stairs. I knew something was wrong when I got to my floor. The door to my room was wide open. I hadn't left it that way, right? I walked inside, and after a quick search of the room, I determined it safe and my family was still asleep. I locked the door and got back into bed, though I didn't sleep for the rest of the night. I listened to my dad get up, and eventually my mom followed, but I still pretended to sleep. A few hours passed, and my parents got my sister and I up. We got into the car and made our way back to the airport. Digging through my bag to grab my iPod led to finding of something that hadn't been in there the previous day. A note that simply held five words I still think about to this day. I knew you were awake. It's now been 2 months since the hotel experience. I'm still scared for my life, and it gets worse every day. That note I found wasn't the only one. I still receive them. That story, folks, was called Christmas. I don't know who wrote it, but since it was basically a 7-minute story, and I wanted to give you guys a Christmas story as well. Yes, that was what I read. Christmas was a creepypasta. I'll put that in in the title and the description. But I want to read this little story from Mr. Mark Twain, the Samuel Clemens himself, titled "A Letter from Santa Claus." Palace of St. Nicholas in the moon Christmas morning. My dear Susie Clemens, I have received and read all the letters which you and your little sister have written me. I can read your and your baby sister's jagged and fantastic marks without any trouble at all, but I had trouble with those letters which you dictated through your mother and the nurses, for I am a foreigner, and I cannot read English writing well. You will find that I made no mistakes about the things which you and the baby ordered in your own letters. I went down your chimney at midnight, when you were asleep, and delivered them all myself, and kissed both of you. But there were one or two small orders which I could not fill because we ran out of stock. There was a word or two in your mama's letter which I took to be a trunk full of doll's clothes. Is that it? I will call at your kitchen door about 9 o'clock this morning to inquire. But I must not see anybody, and I must not speak to anybody but you. When the kitchen door bell rings, George must be blindfolded and sent to the door. You must tell George he must walk on tiptoe and not speak, or else he will die someday. Then you must go up to the nursery and stand on a chair or the nurse's bed and put your ear to the speaking tube that leads down to the kitchen, and when I whistle through it, you must speak in the tube and say, "Welcome, Santa Claus." Then I will ask whether it was a trunk you ordered or not. If you say it was, I shall ask you what color you want the trunk to be. And then you must tell me every single thing in detail which you want the trunk to contain. I will then say goodbye and a Merry Christmas to my little Susie Clemens. You must say goodbye, good old Santa Claus. I thank you very much. Then you must go down to the library and make George close all the doors that open into the main hall. And everybody must keep still for a little while. I will go to the moon and get those things, and in a few minutes, I will come down the chimney that belongs to the fireplace that is in the hall. If it is a trunk you want, because I couldn't get such a thing as a trunk down the nursery chimney, you know. If I should leave any snow in the hall, you must tell George to sweep it into the fireplace, for I haven't time to do such things. George must not use a broom, but a rag, else he will die some day. If my boot should leave a stain on the marble, George must not use holy stone away. Leave it there, always in memory of my visit. And whenever you look at it or show it to anybody, you must let it remind you to be a good little girl. Whenever you are naughty and someone points to that mark which your good old Santa Claus boot made on the marble, what will you say, sweetheart? That was a letter from Santa Claus by Mark Twain, the legendary Mark Twain. I feel that it's now closer to the 11-minute mark. Again, I don't like to give you guys something. Both these things I wanted to give to you prior to the end of the year, 2016. But we had a couple of requests for the Christmas thing. I figured it would be a better gift. So, this time around, a creepypasta and a brief little story from the legendary Mark Twain for you guys. I know they don't really pair up, but so two stories for the price of one. Again, take care, guys. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday season. I am currently working on with my co-hosts and probably getting a big hostful ready for you later this month. Again, we have two more interviews ready to go and be posted. I just wanted to get these stories out of the way. I did get a request in to do more creepypastas, mafia pastas. We'll see about getting those done and recorded for you guys and posted up. Plenty of more stuff ready to go and ready for you guys. Remember, you could always email us at longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/longcoatmafiapodcast. Our Twitter handle is, as always, longcoatmafia. And our Instagram is always longcoatmafia. And if you need to find us on iTunes, we are on iTunes. You could always... We're also, if you don't like iTunes, we are on Google Play Music. If you want to search our, if you do like stories and creepypastas or like what we just read, you can go to our back catalog on our main website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, and search our back catalog for all the creepypastas and the SCPs we read in the past. What else? I would like to give a special a shout out to George Spike Real. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. For giving the show, for those who don't know who, but live in the Pittsburgh area, knows Spike Real as the voice of Pittsburgh, the radio. He does a lot of voiceovers. We'll be giving him a little recommendation and our hostful. I want to get the my co-hosts together and tell them the whole thing, what Spike has given us. All I'm going to say right now is that we got our own voice of God, so to speak. For right now, take care. Good evening. I'm tired as hell, so I'm going to go off to bed and dream some lovely things, maybe about a strange man who visits people, watches them sleep. So, good night, sweet dreams, Listen to more creepypastas.
It's shocking, humiliating, and it's unacceptable.
Oh, come on. It's a classic. The only show in the world that gets better the more it's rerun.
Do I get a choice?
No! No!
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.